Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is
gonna do. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Across these airways tonight and just enjoying the divine word of truth with you and you and you, hallelujah, across the world. I just thank God for just giving me this platform to be able to deliver the good news as God has ordained me to do so, hallelujah. And I just thank you for allowing me into your workspace, into your living room area, and then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old ship of Zion on your radio dial, hallelujah. And if you like what you're hearing on the old ship of Zion, Overseer Ward will be delighted for you to just send in a letter. Email me, text message me, or you can also send your correspondence to this address. And that address is P.O. Box, God House of Deliverance, Digital Pentecostal Worldwide Ministry, 1600 Gilroy, California, 95020. I would be delighted to hear from you. Hallelujah. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, hallelujah, I would be just so overwhelmed to hear what you have to say. All right. Hallelujah. And I hope and pray that you had a beautiful day. I hope and pray that you went out and that you enjoyed yourself, hallelujah, and giving God the praise wherever that might have been on today. You went to Mass or you went to church or you went to various churches, or if you just stayed home and you praise God just alone. You know, it's not a set place where you can praise God. You can praise God wherever you feel comfortable, but we know that God, would like for us to go out and join other pilgrims, travelers in this journey. You know, we need each other. I need you, and you need me. And together, we are one big family. And I just thank God for those of you that just been so dedicated to this program over the years. And I just want God to just spread his wealth around and just blessing you in the areas that you need it most. And I want you to know that you can always depend on God. When you can't depend on no one else, God is always at your fingertips. Hallelujah. So I want now to just open up the program with a prayer for those of you that have lost loved ones over the last 72 hours or 48 hours or even the last hour, 30 minutes. We want to pray for you and with you that God will strengthen you, hallelujah, and that God will just wrap you and cradle you in his arms as only God can do, and to bring back unto your heart the happiness that you once had, that now you have sorrow in its place. We know that God can bring back restoration to any broken heart, because God made us and he knows just what to do, because he is the great physician. And I just want these two prayer to go out to you, you and you that has lost a spouse, a wife, a sister, a brother, and an uncle, niece or nephew, a son or daughter, grandparents, a colleague, your doctor, your stock exchange personnel, whomever the person might be. We just want you to know that you're not alone and that Jesus is right there with you every step of the way. Hallelujah. We want you just to be encouraged and be blessed. All right. So now we're going to change up our program, and we're going to come in with our intro prayer. Each time that we come across these airways, we come through with the intro prayer, and that is acknowledging our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our soon coming Messiah. Hallelujah. We want to acknowledge him and reverence him in each avenue, aspect of our lives. So I'm asking those of you to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in acknowledging Jesus Christ at this present time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly soil that we're standing on, God, is not our eternal destination, God. But we know that you have lying in waiting in reserve, a mansion that's not built by mortal man, God. But you are its architect. You are its creator. And until you crack those clouds, one of these historical days, God, we'll be coming and going through this barren land as pilgrims. And I'm asking you on tonight, God, hallelujah, to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we will allow the church to say amen and amen. All right, I will be with you tonight, 45 minutes on the clock. And we know that our time is yet ticking right along. So without any further ado, we're going to take you into a live program. And we want you to get your Bibles out. We want you to get your pillow to position, your posture, and get as comfortable as you can and get as close as you can to your digital radio dial. Hallelujah. And I just want you to get your chip and your dip and everything to sip and to allow me to bring unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be, as God has laid it out in his word, beginning from the book of Genesis and then ending in the book of Revelation. And our title on tonight is God, Stop By Here to See About Me. I want to say that one more time. God, stop by here to see about me. And you know, saints of God and friends and kinship family and you alike, that on this road of life, it can be hectic sometimes. This is a tedious journey. But we have God's word. They said that his burden is light. And he said his yoke is easy. But we know as pilgrims, travelers, traveling through this journey, that it gets complicated sometimes in our lives. We lose loved ones. We lose our spouses. We lose our wives. We lose those that are so dear and precious unto our heart and soul. And we don't know which way to turn. We don't know who to talk to. And we find out in our darkest hour that the ones that we have had the opportunity to talk with in the past is no longer with us. So we don't hear that voice of comfort, that smoothing sound of, you gonna make it, daughter. This is your mom speaking. You gonna make it, my son. That's coming from the voice of your father. We find out on this journey, sometimes there's no one there to wipe our weeping eyes. There's no one there to let us know that it's gonna be all right. That we know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Then we have our Father God and our Lord and our Savior, who touches us on the shoulder and say, my son and my daughter, here I stand. I am with you. I've never left you. You see, saints of God and friends and you that are out there in my digital live podcast audience on tonight, I want you to know this is a live recording. And I'm coming by the way of radio. Digital style. God lead this out. You know, I think back when I first started out, you know, I said, God, just know how to hook a sister up. You know, because I really didn't know how I was going to go about my work ethics as bringing the divine word of God across, because at the time the dynamics was unthought of, seemed unachievable, because the rates of buildings nowadays are from 7,000 to 10,000 a month. And so I was on YouTube for a while, and then of course, you know, if you have any of your sons or daughters that are helping you, any of your family members and the young people, you know, sometimes they can kind of tire out of us, you know, and so they really want us to just kind of let them be. And so that was kind of the way that mine came across. You know, my son was my audio personnel, and so he wanted to do something else, and so there I was alone, but yet I wasn't alone. And so I was trying to find a building, and it looked like it was just out of my reach. And so I began to feel kind of down and discarded, disencouraged. And I said, oh, God, you know, I've tried, and I looked, and I looked, and I've searched all over for a building. I can't find one that's in my price range. So I'm just going to sit down. This is the words that I told God. I said, God, I'm just going to sit down until you open up an avenue for me to get a building. And I never will forget that Saturday morning, God awakened me and touched me on my shoulder and said, daughter, this is what I want you to do. This will be your new itinerary. Said, I want you to go to the airways and preach my gospel. I said, God, I don't have a building. God said that the building is in you. The church is in you. You are the church. And he said, I'm not coming back for a brick and mortar, but I'm coming back after church without spot or wrinkle. And God told me, he said, I want you to go to the airways. And me being the obedient daughter, I said yes to God's will and yes to his way. And so this is where I am right now. And I tell you, you know, in this journey, we don't know where we're going. We just only know where we've been. But I'll tell you this one thing. If you heed to God's warning, his instructions on what he wants to do in your life, you will be glad that you did. God will never let you down. He's not a God that will fail you. God have a covenant promise with us. He said that he'd never leave us, nor would he forsake us, but that he would be with you and I to the end of the earth. And you know, I tell you, that is a solid promise that you can live by. You know, we have parents, we have our mother, and we have our father. Some of us that still have our mother and our father in our lives. I don't have my parents in my life. But those of you that still have your parents that you can call up by phone, or you can write a letter, you can email, text message, or you can go by the way of Skype and contact your loved ones. I don't have that at my fingertips because my parents are in demise. But like I first stated, you know, you just don't know where God can carry you. But whatever you want to do in life for God, and sometimes we don't know what we want to do. We just have an idea of what we would like to do. But, you know, we can just lay out before God what we would want. God, I want to do this for you and want to do that for you. You know, because God has given each and every one of his children a talent. Some are singers, some are songwriters, some are book writers, some are poetry writers, and some are prophets, some as apostles, some as deacons, some as deaconesses, and the list go on and on. But whatever your talent is, you can lay that out before God and say, God, this is what I want to do for you for the remaining of my life. I want to live the remaining of my life to please you. And I'll tell you, thankful God and friends, and you would just be, I'll tell you, amazed at how far God can carry you. God can carry you from the pit of hell always until the heights unknown. And so I just want you to just be obedient to whatever God has for you to do for him in his vineyard. You be willing to do it, and God is going to bless your hands. God is going to bless the fruit, hallelujah, of your labor. And so right now, we're going to go, like I said, on into our scripture reading. In the first scripture reading, hallelujah, will be coming out of Zechariah 4:6. And it reads like this. It says, not by might, nor by powers, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. And so, you know, in this life, like I first stated earlier, this is a tedious journey. And each day we have our itinerary lined out, so we think, of what we want to accomplish each day that God allow us breath in our body, the ability to use our extremities for his glory, for his honor. But you know, sometimes God changes up our itinerary, and it don't always go as we have designed or as we had anticipated. But God has his own itinerary for you and I. And so, just like I said, our sermon on tonight entitled, God, Stop by Here to See About Me. God, stop by here to see about me. Sometimes we're in a crisis and we need God in a divine intervention to intercede on our behalf. Sometimes we're going through trials that look like they're so to the extent that, God, I don't think I can make it. I don't think that I will be able to go through. This is just too much for me to handle. And seem like we want to throw up with our hands and just throw in the towel. But God, let us know that I will not give you more than you can bear. God, don't put on you and I more than we're able to take on. Because God knows us before we was even formed in our mother's womb. God knew you and I. God knows what you and I can take. He knows how far that we can go in our endurance. Hallelujah. God even goes to tell us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. But sometimes we say, Lord, do you see me down here? This is your son. This is your daughter that's down here. I need your help. I can't go no further. I've called my friends, and I can't seem to find a friend nowhere. They all are busy, and they tell me they'll call me back later. Some I've called, and they put me on three-way. Some have put me on hold. But God is a divine divinity that will not put us on hold. He will not put you and I on three-way. But God will ask them on the first ring. And I want to ask you that are out there in my live podcast on tonight, what comes to mind when we think of deliverance? Because when we call on God, S-O-S, that's in a distress tone. So that means we need God to come right now, this instant, instantly. We need God's help in our lives. So we think of deliverance what comes to your mind? Do you think only of being physically removed from a bad situation, maybe a bad relationship, maybe a marriage that's gone sour and maybe it's up for divorce decree? And we know that in being physical, we know that God can remove us from a bad situation, as necessary and desirable as that might seem in the middle of our fear and brokenness. Can you and I also experience deliverance that transforms us spiritually, as well as transforming our situation? And I'd like to denounce unto you that the answer is a resounding yes. As a matter of fact, transformation of the spirit is often required before we can experience external relief. This was the prophet Zacharias. He expressed to the Judean's governor, hallelujah, that the high priest Joshua and the Jews of his Palestinian province, the assurance of God's presence and providence was essential before Israel could rise to the tremendous task of rebuilding that city in Jerusalem. We're told that the economy and the worship community, the returning remnant and the Jews who had remained, struggled both with eternal unity in the community and external pressure exerted by neighboring communities. But in the midst of their trouble, God prompted Zechariah to inform the people that their deliverance would come not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. That scripture reading is found in the law of Zechariah 4:6. When they understood that God's liberating and restoring and reconciling spirit was living and working within them individually and collectively, the people of Judea experienced deliverance from fear and defeatism. In addition, they were encouraged that Zechariah's, hallelujah, his vision revealed that the governor and Joshua, the priest, would lead and guide them as God appointed one. And you and I, as instruments of God, hallelujah, we know that Joshua and the people could rebuild their communities with assurance. As instruments of God, delivering spirit today, you and I can reconnect the broken pieces in our lives of hope, families, broken relationships, broken marriages, broken communities, broken churches, broken families, and our people, hallelujah, then, by the power of the Spirit of the Lord, we can move from fear to faithfulness, from fragmentation to organization, from panic to prayer, hallelujah, from stress to study, and from worry to worship. We know that God can bring about deliverance with his power, by his own might and spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we know that Jonah, he had messed up. Despite the clear instructions from God to go to Nineveh, Jonah decided to take the path of least resistance. He chose the road of fewer challenges, the road of low expectation, the road of peer pressure, the road of complexity. where spiritual and personal media criticism and the standards. Jonas went the wrong way and found himself in a situation where only God could help him. And when you and I are faced with the insurmountable consequences of his sins, or our sins, or your sins, or my sins, then we know that Jonah turned to God for relief. I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell. Hallelujah, cried I, and thou hearest my voice. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption. O Lord, my God, that scripture reading is found in the law of Jonah 2 and 2 through 6. We know that this is good news to those of us in distress. And our sermon on tonight, God, stop by here to see about me. We can go to God with ears open to hear and a willing, obedient spirit. God will listen and deliver us just like he did with Jonah. Although some may try drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, alcohol, and the party life, I want to tell you that all is vain. Attempts to remove their distress. Others may try to lose themselves in work, shopping, or activities, but there is only one sure way to spell relief. That, my friend, is a capital G, capital O, and capital B. That, my friend, is call on him, the Lord who listen. Not only does he listen, but he helps and he delivers. Hallelujah. We know that God is a delivering God. Some of the older exiles from Jerusalem may have replied to Haggai's first question. Does it simply serve any purpose to call us to remember the past when the past has long been destroyed? The present is bleak, you may think. Hallelujah. And dismal. And there seems to be no way to recreate the former glory of temple and the community. Not only had the temple been destroyed, but so had the Ark of the Covenant. With the loss of the Ark as a symbol of God's glorious presence, we find out that Israel's hope was gone. Maybe Haggai's most depressing question was, how do your community look now? This created a vision that only served to bring deeper depression. Yet Haggai, hallelujah, declared that there was hope and help for restoring the community. Haggai declared that be strong and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. That scripture reading is found in the law of Haggai 2 and 4. Notice that he did not simply say work. Rather, he said be strong and work. To have given a command to work without the assurance of God's presence would have provided inadequate motivation to the people. But God knew that if the people would take courage from him, the work would be a simple process. The task would be accomplished. The temple would be rebuilt. And the glory of the Lord would be revealed. So it is in our lives, if we remember the splendor of God's glory of the past while looking at the present devastation, we might feel hopeless without a guide and without a God. Haggai's pronouncement as a valuable today, as if it was when he first said it. He said to be strong and work. And we know that God, the source of our courage and power, will provide you and I will need to accomplish this task. Whatever we set out to do, like I first stated, His Spirit works through us to accomplish the work He asked us to do. And as you and I rebuild our communities, we know that the glory of God will become more visible, more present, and more meaningful in our effort and our activities. And so, all we need to do is just look to Jesus, whom is the author and the finisher of our faith. And our sermon on tonight is been, stop by here to see about me. God, stop by here to see about me. And indeed, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inspect your spirit and to infuse your mind. If I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Till we come across these highways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. And at this time, we will bring unto you Sons of Zion to impact your mind and to encourage your spirit. Listen up, if you will. God bless you. Till we meet again. You go in God and allow God to go in you.
People like me. proclaim liberty to the captives. He would also open prison doors to them that are bound. He would give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and he'd give us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I believe some of us